Turn on the heat bottle?
I did not give it a shot. Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Lamed Gimel. So we left off in daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. The last thing we did was we discussed the comment of Ula. How we left off where we leave off by Omar Rav Yosef actually, but the last thing we discussed in detail was the comment of Ula, where Ula taught about Bia B'miksas, about going partially into that Bia B'miksas is Shema Bia, that going partially into an area, particularly the Azara, is called Bia. So Ula said that a Tamei Shehichnis Yad Lufnim is Loke, that a Tamei person who puts his hand Lufnim, who puts his hand inside of the Azara, is going to get Malkus, and that's because of Bechal Kodesh Losiga, and we compare Bia to Negia, so we say that just like touching, you get Malkus for, so too, and just like Negia, rather, is B'miksas, is even if you partially touch something, so too Bia, is even if you partially touch something. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, for about 10-12 lines before the end of the page, end of the line, Amar Rav Yosef, Kasavar Ula Ruban Zavim, Vinasu Timei Mesim. According to Ula, if you follow Ula to his logical extension, if most of Klal Yisrael were Zavim, and then they became Timei Mesim, meaning, one more important point that we said from Ula yesterday is Ula held of a concept of Hol V'Hutra Hutra, that once it became Mutter to do something, so we allow other Heterim as well. Meaning that we said once it's Mutter for a Mitzora to go into the Azara to get the sprinkling on his right finger, etc., once the Mitzora is allowed to go in for his Tara process, then even if he also happens to be a Balkari, we discussed Erev Pesach, even if he also happens to be a Balkari, so we allow that to him as well. So Rav Yosef says if you take that logic to its final conclusion, you take that logic one step further, you can extend it to a different case. If you have people who are Tamei as Zavim, and then they become Timei Mesim, and it happens to be Erev Pesach, now the halacha is that if Rov of the Tzibur is Tamei Mesim, so the Tumah's the Karban Pesach is allowed to be brought B'Tumah. So that's a heter that we're going to have. Now a Zav, there is no such heter for a Zav. Rov of the Tzibur is Zavim, there's no such din that the Karban Pesach is brought B'Tumah Ziva. So says Gemara, Hol V'Hutrul T'masan, Hutrul Zivasan. But if you hold to this concept of Ula of Ha'il, so then you should say over here as well, that since it became Mutter for the Tumas Mace, so it's Mutter for the Tumas Zav as well. So Amalei Abayi, Midami, Abayi says, how can you compare the two? Tum Ishtarai, Ziva Lo Ishtarai. Meaning Abayi says, you have it backwards. Which one came first? Meaning in the case of Ula, so the Tzaras came first. So it's already Mutter for him to go in, Mitam his Tzaras, and therefore we're going to allow him to go in, Mitam the Balkari that came after, the Tumas Keri that came afterwards. But over here, you set up a case where the Tumas Ziva was there first, and then they became Timei Mesim. So the Tumas Ziva, there is no Heter. So it doesn't make sense that it's going to work out that way. So he said, maybe what you, Rav Yosef, meant to say was the following case, that Ruban Timei Mesim, that most of them were already Timei Mes, Vinasu Zavim, and then they became Zavim. So Hol V'Hutru Tumas and Hutru L'Zivasar, that's what you meant to say, that since it's Mutter for the Tumah, the Tumah came first, therefore it's Mutter for the Ziva as well. If you look at Rashi, Hol V'Hutru L'Tumas and Hakodemes, since they were Mutter for the Tumah that preceded it, so that which comes later is not going to answer that. Shari Afa Rishona, Tumah Shel Kares Haisa Vayimutar Mayom, because even the first one, which was the Tumah Shel Kares of Tumas Meis, still they were mutter for. So we're going to be mad to them for the Tumah Ziva as well. So maybe that's what you meant to say. Abaye suggests to Rav Yosef, which by the way is very common in Shas, for Rav Yosef to say something and Abaye to suggest, no, that's not, can't be what you really mean. You must have meant something else. And this is because Rav Yosef forgot much of his learning. We know when Rav Yosef got older, he got very sick and he forgot much of his learning. So Abaye very often was a loyal Talmud. Abaye very often would remind him of what he had said earlier, or what he must have meant, or what, you know, he'll correct Rav Yosef all the time. So Rav Yosef, upon hearing Abaye suggesting that, Amalei in, he said, yeah, you're right, I said it backwards. The better way to say it is the way that you said it. So says the Gemara, But the bottom line is that according to Rav Yosef, with Abaye's emendation of what Rav Yosef said, if Klal Yisrael, Rov of Klal Yisrael, first had Tumas Meis and then Tumas Ziva, they would be allowed to bring the Karban Pesach even with Tumas Ziva. We would hold to this concept of Hawil. So, frankly, Gemara Vakati Lo Dami, you still can't compare the two cases. What was Ula's Din? Ula's Din was about a Mitzora, that since Bitumas Tzaras, he's allowed to enter into the Azara, so Bitumas Keri, we also allow him to enter in order to go through his tara process. Makati lo dami mitzora heterahu, that a mitzora goes into the azara is mamish heter. The Torah demands it. The Torah requires it. That's part of his tara process. Hold the ishtri by something that's complete heter. That's where it makes sense to say, okay, once it's mutter, it's going to remain mutter. Tuma, on the other hand, Tehuyahi, the fact that we allow Tamei Meis, if Rov of the Tzibur is Tamei Meisim, to breathe in Karban Pesach, that's not Hutra, that's Tehuya. So if it's Tehuya, Laha Yidchi, Laha Lo Yidchi. So we push away the Tumas Meis, with the Isra of Tumas Meis, but who says we push away any other Isra? When it's Hutra and the whole, there is no Isra to speak of, everything disappears, so then you could say, Hol Hutra Hutra, so we allow it completely. But when it's Tehuya, it doesn't make any sense. So it's not at all comparable. Amalei Rava, Rava says, no, Adarabba, it works as a Kal V'chomer, the other direction. Ipcha Mistavra, Mitzora Heteruhu, L'ha Ishtarai, L'ha Lo Ishtarai. It makes more sense when you say something is Hutra, that only that Iser becomes Hutra. But Tuma Dechuyahi, Mali Chad Dechuyah, Mali Shtei Dechuyos. But when something's only Dechuyah, it's not Hutra, so what difference does it make if we're pushing off one Isser or we're pushing off two Isserim? So what exactly is the Machlokas Abaye and Rava? What are they disagreeing about? Meaning we see that one of the Machlokas is whether Hutra is more of a reason to say it's an all-out heter on all cases, even outside of the case we're discussing, or Dechuyah is more of a reason to say that we're Docha all Isurim, and not just the one that we're discussing. So the Karen Ora explains that this machlokas, whether Hutra is better or Dechuya is better, where Abaye L'chor is more pashut, that since the Torah is holds Hutra, so we could say that the Heter is going to be Chal on everything, meaning it's more mistaver to say that Hutra is stronger than Dechuya. Hutra means the Isser goes away, so Hutra should have a larger scope than Dechuya will. That's the more mistaver way to assume it. What does Rava hold, therefore? So says the Karen Ora, what Rava holds is that when the Torah is matir, a specific thing, we consider it as if there is no Isser whatsoever. The Isser was never chal, and we don't see it at all as a heter, as like, something that we had to, be madchik ourselves to permit. No, it's not a heter. Hutra means there was no Isser, and there was no issue over here. So if that's the case, it's illogical to assume that that should extend to other Isurim, where we know of other Isurim that the Hutra should just automatically extend, and which make other Isurim as if they don't exist. That's the Svar of Rava. In the Sefer Or HaChama, quoted in the Biur Yadav over here, he suggests a different explanation of the Machlokas. The Rabbi holds that when the Torah is Matir Mitzora or Tamei Meis, the Heter is on the Gavra, meaning the Torah wants that this person should go into the Beis HaMikdash. And since the Heter is Chal on the Gavra, so we could say, look, if the Torah wants that this person should go into the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah wants that this person should be able to go through his Tara process, so just like the Torah was Matir Tumas Mitzora for the sake of him becoming Tahar, so Kal V'chomer, the Torah will be Matir Tumas Keri for the sake of him becoming Tahar. But when it comes to Dechuya, the Svar is just that the tzitz is mechaper. It's not that the Torah demands and the Torah wants, it's just that the tzitz could be mechaper for such tumah. So if that's the case, we don't see that the Torah's matir, this person, that the Torah has a goal of having this person enter into the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, whatever the tzitz is mechaper for, it is mechaper for. Whatever the tzitz is not mechaper for, it's not mechaper for. That would be Abaye Svara. As opposed to Rava holds that the geder of heter is that the Torah's matir, the Mikdash, for these tumos, not the din and the gavra, the Torah's matir, the Mikdash, for these tumos, and the heter's on the cheftza, not on the gavra. If that's the case, that heter's only going to be chal on those isurim that the Torah is actually matir. As opposed to, if you hold the chia, so Rava holds the gather is that the tzitz is mechaper, and then maybe you could say, if the tzitz is mechaper for a more chamur tumah, then kal v'chomer, the tzitz is going to be mechaper for a less chamur tumah. That might be the hesber of the machlokas between Abaye and Rava as to why one might suggest Hutra is more severe or Dechui is more severe, etc. So says the Gemara, Mechlal, bottom line is, what's implied from here, is it's Ravayu Sviru Lehu, Tuma Dechui Hibitzibur, that everyone seems to assume, both Abaye and Rava seem to assume, that the Geder of Tuma, when it comes to Tuma Bitzibur by the Korban Pesach, is a Geder of Dechuya, that Tuma is Dechui Hibitzibur. So that's the assumption. Now Tosus asks over here, this little Tosus, Dibra Maskal Haga, Tosus asks, Bahadam Rav Tachlifa Meshmeh Derava Zos Omeres Hutra Hibitzibur Perakam Deyuma. The Gemara in Yuma says that we derive from some citation over there that Tuma is Hutra Bitzibur. So how can we say that Travayus Rilu, that everyone holds over here, Tuma Dechuya Hibitzibur? So Tosus says the words Zos Omeres don't always mean that we paskin that way. Zosomeres velo svirile. Zosomeres is just saying we can be medayik from this source, that this source holds a certain way. Zosomeres doesn't mean we paskin that way. We were paskin tuma duchuyi hibitzibur. Zosomeres is tuma hutri hibitzibur, but that's just a suggestion of what a specific source must have meant. Tosus in Yuma's mitarates a little bit differently. Tosus in Yuma's mitarates that that we could be mechalik between the par Yom Kippurim and the Korban Pesach. Obviously, the context in Yuma is not Korban Pesach. The context in Yuma is the par Yom Kippurim. By the par Yom Kippurim, it's more of a Korban Sibur than the Korban Pesach, because Korban Pesach, every individual needs their own Korban Pesach. By the par Yom Kippurim, it's one par brought with the shutfus of the entire Klal Yisrael. So since it's Kol Yisrael involved in that one par, so there's more of a reason to say that the Tumah is Hutra over there, as opposed to by Korban Pesach, which doesn't come b'shutfus, so even though you're allowed to bring it b'tumah, there's more mistavit to say that that should only be Duchuya, because it has less of its Sibur Dikadin when we're dealing with the Korban Pesach. Now in the Keren Orah, in the Shagas Aryeh, in the Sivan Avil Ches, they ask on this answer of Tosos, based on Tosos and Maseches Yevamos of Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara Tosos over there asks in Maseches Yevamos that since the entire concept of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur is learnt in the Gemara in Pesachim Davayin Zayin from the Pasuk of Vaydaber Moshe's Moadei Hashem Hakasuv Kava Moed Echad Lekulan, so where we say the Torah is saying that it's one Moed for everybody, so if everybody's Tamei, they could still bring it, so how can we be Mechalik between different Karbanos and say that in one Karban it's together Hutra, another Karban it's together Dechuya, everything is learned from one Pasuk, Tosos asks. So how can you say that for some Karbanos it's Hutra, some Karbanos it's Dechuya, it all is the same source in the Torah? So Tosos is Mitaretz, that according to the Mandi Amar, that the Geder is Hutra, so you could say that in Achinami, that everything that Midah Raisa, it's all Begeder Hutra, and it's only Midah Rabbanan that we make certain Karbanos Begeder Shel Dechuya. Tosus's answer is that Ein Achinami, it's all got to be Hutra Midah Raisa. Midrabanan, we consider it Dechuya. Chumra Midrabanan, that we consider certain Karbanos Dechuya. That's Tosa's answer. So if that's the case, says the Shagas Aryeh, in our sugi it's clear that Rava holds that Legabe HaGeder Shel Hutra, we don't say Hol Hutra Hutra. It's only when something is Dechuya, we're going to say Hol Dechuya Dechuya. So he says, wait a second. If Midah Oraisa, everything is Hutra, and the rule is that when things are Hutra, we don't apply Hoil. We're not going to extend it beyond that specific din. So how could the Rabbanan make a Gedra of Dechuya Lekula? They're going to make something Dechuya, and they're going to say, ah, now that it's Dechuya, you could extend it past its din. We could say, Hol v'nilches nilches. If Rava Svar is correct, that Hutra has less of a power than Dechuya to apply to other cases, to apply Hawil, well, how does it make any sense if Hutra is Daoraisa and Dechuya is only Derabanan? That's the kash of the Shagas Aryeh. Okay, let's leave that aside. Let's go weiter in the Gemara. So the Gemara had said, we're at the second line, Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Lema Mesayele. Maybe we should have a Raya to Ula, because Ula again held that Bia Bimitzas Shma Bia, that partial entering the Azara is considered as if you entered the Azara. It's just that the Mitzara is allowed to do it. Ula said, since the Mitzara is allowed to do it, so Mela, someone who's Tamei Keri, is also allowed to do it when he is a Mitzara. So, Lema Mesayele, Kol HaSmichos Shayusham, Korei Alehen Ani, Tekef L'Smicha Shchita. All of the smichos that they did on the Karbanos and the Beis HaMikdash, we always say the concept, we always say the rule, take off the smicha shchita, that right after the smicha, you immediately do the shchita. chutz mizu, except for this one. Which one is the mizu? So Rashi says, shal asha mitzara, except for the asha mitzara, shaisa b'sharni kanar, shein mitzara yachli kanis l'sham, acha mazanov midam chatasa midam hashamo. Mitzara can't go there until he has the azaz adam. Can't get the azaz adam before the shechita, right? Need to shech the animal first in order to get blood. So he's not unable to do the smicha in that area. So vi amrit pia. So Rashi just points out, by the way, that mazin alav midam chataso midam hashamo is a little bit imprecise. We don't actually sprinkle on him both the dam chatas and the dam asham. We only put the dam asham on his bahonos, right, on him. It's the dam chatas we're zorik on the mizbeach on his behalf. It's not a love on him literally, but so you know, I mean, the word a love sometimes means on his behalf, but over here by the dam asham it literally means a love on him. It's by the dam chatos that it's on his behalf. So over here you have to split the word a love to mean two different things for the two different karbanos. But anyway, that's not the main point. The main point is that we assume that the mitzvah is unable to do smicha, and the reason he's unable to we're unable to have take of the smicha shechita because the mitzvah is unable to enter into the azara prior to the hazaos. So vi am rabbi mitzvah lo shma bia la el yadav lismach. But if you hold that partial entering is not called entering, so there's another etza. Let him stick his hands into the azara and do the smicha that way. So the animal will be in the azara, he'll stick his hands into the azara, and that will be a fine smicha. So you don't you see, it's a raya from there, that bia b'miksas is shma bia. If it were lo shma bia, we'd have this other etza. So I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, no. Haman Rav Yosef, Rav Yudi. Damar merchak tzafon. No, we're assuming like the shita of, meaning, in the question, we were assuming that sticking his hands in through the northern doors was going to be good enough. Because the smicha and the shechita have to be done on the north side of the mizbeach. But remember, we had a three-way machlokas, what that means to the north of the mizbeach. Does it mean due north, or does it mean even on the, how does it go? Even on the western side, or the western side of north and north, or does it mean even the eastern side of north and north? Right, so we had that machlokas. We're assuming that on the, through the northern doors would be good enough, which is not due north. So says Gemara, maybe the reason he can't do the smicha is because there are no doors that are mamish due north of the mizbeach. There's no way he's going to be able to stick his hands on the animal and reach the animal when it's due north of the mizbeach. So I'm under Rabbi Yosef Yudi Damer Merchak Tzafon. If you look at Rashi, right, Rashi in La'ayil Yadei, in the Havamina of the Gemara, L'tocha Pesach V'lismoch V'lishchetei Eitzal HaPesach. Let him just stick his hands through the door and do the smicha and shechita there. Da'kala Pesachim Shayusham Rachvan Eser Amos V'chamish Men B'Tzafon. He had five of the doors in the north, V'chamish Men B'Darum, five in the south. So, and the doorway goes right across from the middle of the Azara. And that's enough, that's north. We're assuming that Tzafon doesn't only mean due north of the Mizbeach, it even means to the, what is it, the southern, the eastern side also, where it's, where Ragli Kohan and Viragli Yisrael are allowed to go, that it doesn't only mean directly across from the Mizbeach. So the Gemara answered, no merchak Tzafon, Tzafon akashel l'shchitas kachim, rachok min ha-Pesach, Yoser Michaf Beis Amma. Now the actual place, if you hold like Rav Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the actual place where you're allowed to do the Shechita is 22 Amos away from where he'd be able to stick his hands in. Makom Dris HaSol, Makom Dris Kohanim. Because the area of the Dris HaSol, Dris Kohanim, Kalachas Man is Yud Alef Amma, B'Mesechas Midos. So you'd be 22 Amos away from where the Shechita needs to be done. So there's no way you'd be able to do the Smicha in the where he's able to stick his hands in and then do the take up of the Smicha Shechita, do the Shechita right after, 22 Amos away. Tosos Maseches Sota proves from here, this is a fascinating halacha l'maisa. Tosos and Daflam, Tesov and Alf Maseches Sota proves from here, from the fact that the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yossi holds Merchat Tzafon, which is Chaf Beis Amma, and therefore it's not called Takeoff, so you see that the Shir shall Takeoff. Whenever you require something to be immediate, you see the Shir is Chaf Beis Amos. That up until Chaf Beis Amos is called Takeoff. Because we're saying that the reason that it's not going to work over here is because you're 22 Amos away. And that's not takeoff. Which implies that less than 22 Amos would be takeof. And he says nafkamina for the three things that require takeoff. Takeoff l'smicha shchita, which isn't so nogea to us nowadays, unfortunately. Takeoff l'netila bracha, that b'netilas yadayim, even though we only make the bracha after we wash our hands, which is unusual. Normally you make a bracha of las yasin, but we have the minute we make a bracha after we wash our hands. It's got to be takeoff l'netila bracha. It's got to be immediate. So how immediate? The amount of time it takes to walk under 22 amos. And also, take off l'gu'ula tefillah. We need smichas gu'ula tefillah. How much of a hefsik is going to be a problem ben gu'ula tefillah? So that's also less than 22 amos. And that's what the Rama paskins l'gabe netila and bracha. That you have up until 22 amos between the netila and the bracha. The Magen Avraham on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in Sifkat and Gimel in Aruch Haim Sim Kuf Samach Vav, Magen Avraham says that it doesn't really understand this raya at all. It's not a raya from our sugya adarab. It's a raya the opposite way. Because in the Havamina, the Gemara wants to say that the Gemara is assuming like Rebbe, that you don't need to shech near the Mizbeach at all. And the Gemara asks on the Braisa that that by the Mitzvah you don't have Tekel L'smicha Shchita unless you hold Bia B'miktsas Lo Shma Bia. So the Gemara says, why don't you stick your hands into the Azara and then it will be Tekaf. So if you hold up until 22 Amos is already called Tekaf, so the Gemara should have asked, even if he's Somich B'chutz, and then you immediately jump over the, meaning even if he does the smicha right outside, and then it's only one amo away, just go a little bit, just go to the area which we're still assuming is kosher, that whole 22 amo area, we still assume right now is kosher for shechita. So why is the Gemara saying, let him stick his hands in, do the smicha, and then you'll be able to do the shechita on the spot? The Gemara should say, do the smicha outside, and then let the animal go right in, and then you'll do the shechita right there. It's two amos away, it's one amo away, it's just go over the border. If you hold that whole 22 amo area before the mizbeach, is all kosher. So the fact that the Gemara didn't suggest that shows you that even just a few steps is not called takeoff anymore. So he doesn't see, the Magen Avraham doesn't see how it's a raya at all from our Gemara. Okay, so that's the discussion in halacha. So, fact the Gemara vaiter though, v'liavet pishpesh. The Gemara says, well, isn't there another etza? Can't we just make a window right due north of the Mizbeach so that he'll be able to stick his hands in over there? And that way you'll be able to have the takeoff of the smicha shchita even according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, it's back to saying that why can't you do that? It must be Bia B'miktsas Shma Bia, that partially entering is called entering, so he won't be able to stick his hands through a window. So says Gemara, no, the reason we don't make a window is for a more fundamental reason not to make a window. Abayev Rav Adar Mitarvayu, HaKol B'Ksav B'Amiyad Hashem Alei Askil, Kom Lech Satav. This pasuk says that we don't just decide how to, we don't have like an architect figure out how to make what would be the most effective functional Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us very specific measurements and how to build the Beis HaMikdash. We can't just decide to, I'll put a window in there. You can't just stick a window somewhere where it's not prescribed to put a window in. That's absolutely that's off limits. No way are we allowed to do something like that. So if you look at Tosfos asks, wait a second. V'adam osif na li'irva al azaros v'ainu hecha di'ika lememer kra ashka v'daros. She says, we add to the irva azaros, right? We know that we add al pi the Sanhedrin to the irva azaros. What does azaros mean? And we're adding to the mikdash, right? So aren't we allowed to make changes? She says, that's only if kra ashka v'daros. That's only if they found the pasuk to darshan to indicate that it's supposed to be done that way. However, he says, wait a second, isn't this enough of a pasuk? From the fact that we say that you need takeoff l'smicha shchita, right? We know from Pesukim you need takeoff l'smicha shchita. We know that the mitzvah is not allowed to enter in. So shouldn't this be enough of a pasuk to create the requirement of making a window? So the Tosfos answer is not abundantly clear over here. The way the Acharonim explain it is as follows: that since min haTorah it's mutter for mitzvah to enter the Azara, so when the Torah says that a mitzvah is mutter to enter, it must mean derech haPesach and not derech pishpesh. It must mean through the door. So the Torah was never matir to make a pishpesh for the tzorech of a mitzvah, since he can enter the derech haPesach. But that's why we don't assume kra ashkam v'darosh that this is a good enough pasuk to darshin. So says the Gemara, Igada Amri, Rav Yosef. Some have that Rav Yosef said, Kolasomech Rosh of Ruba Machnas. The reason why we can't just have him stick his hands in and do smicha is because if you're going to do smicha, you need to do it with Rosh of Ruba. You need to have most of your body inside. Why do you need most of your body inside? What isn't smicha just resting your hands on the animal? My taima, kol kocha be'inan, because you need kol kocha. You need to do smicha with all your might, and you can only do it with all your weight, with all your force, if you have your whole body into it. So you're not going to be able to just stick your hands through a window. That's why the window is not an option. Hilkach lo efshar. Therefore, it's not possible for him to stick his hands in anywhere and just do the smicha with his hands alone. So Micah Savar, what do we hold exactly? Ika Savar smicha sasha mitzara da oraisa v'teka smicha shchita da oraisa. Well, if you'll take off the smicha shchitas din daraisa, and you hold that the smicha of an asher mitzora is daraisa, so then obviously the Torah is telling you that the mitzora is allowed to go inside for the sake of smicha. Meaning the same way we said the mitzora is allowed to go inside to get the sprinkling of the dam done on him, because the Torah says that he needs to do that. The Torah says that's part of his Torah process. So obviously the Torah wants that to happen. So if you say that the Torah requires smicha for an asher mitzora, and the Torah requires take off the smicha shchita, so put two and two together. Obviously, there's an exception to the rule, and we allow mitzora to go in for that. So then we wouldn't have an issue to contend with at all. So Amar Rav Ad Bar Masna. So Amar Rav Ad Bar Masna, gezeira shem yarba bepsios. No, we're afraid. You're right. Ein chinami. He should be allowed to go in. But we're afraid if we allow him to go in, after he does the smicha, he's going to still walk around a little bit. He's going to go more inside than he needs to go in. That's what Rashi's lashon Shemi Yarbe Bepsios is la'achar shesamach. After he already does the smicha, we're afraid if yichlas psiel l'tzad p'nim yosem yishay tzarech nimtza enosh kares. If he goes an extra step, more than he needed to, so it'll be chayiv kares for going that extra step. So Rashash is medayik from Rashi that it's only if he goes that extra step after he does the smicha, then there's a problem with yarba b'psiel. Sounds like if he did that extra step before he did the smicha, he wouldn't be chayiv kares if he's marba b'psiel, if he takes an extra step. Since it's mutter for him to go into the Mikdash, so it's the tzorach the smicha. So once it's hutar, even if he's going to take an extra step. The problem with this is that Achronim point out that Tosfos and Yevamos asks, Tosfos and Maseches Yevamos and Dav Zayin and Beis asks, why is it usher for Mitzara to bring Kol Gufo in, to have his whole body go in for the sake of the Bahonos? Why don't, you know, for the sake of getting the sprinkling done on him, and we only matir him to put his fingers inside the Azara? According to the Madyam B of Mitzvah Shmabia, it's mutter for him to go in. If it's mutter for him to go in, let him go in. Meaning prior to the actual sprinkling, prior to what he's going in for. So if it's mutter, let him go in entirely. So Tosfos answers, since it's efshar rak b'bahonos, we mentioned this Tosfos yesterday, since it's efshar to go in with only the bahonos, so it's, if he's going to be machnas any more than the bahonos, then he's going to be chayiv karis, because it's not necessary. So that's what the Achronim point out. It's a little shver over here. Well, over here we're assuming that prior to, Rashi's at least assuming, is that prior to the smicha, even though it's mutter for him to go in, because it's mutter for him to go in, it's mutter for him to even take an extra step, mutter for him to even go in more than necessary. And it's only after he did the smicha that we have a problem and we say that it's going to be anosh kares. So that's what the Achronim point out, that it seems to be against that Tosos in Maseches Yevamos. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter, Ika da Amri, Amar Rav Ada Bar Masna, Smicha Sasha Mitzora da Oraisa. Some say that Rav Ada Bar Masna is not. The Smicha of an Asher Mitzora isn't in da Oraisa. But the take off the smicha shchita lav daraisa. The requirement to do the shchita right after the smicha, that's not a requirement midaraisa. So you see, the Torah is not being matir anywhere that the mitzora should go in to do the smicha, because in the Torah's view of things, the mitzora would do the smicha outside. You don't need to take off the smicha shchita. Meisvei frak the Gemara, but v'samach v'shachat. The pasuk says v'samach v'shachat juxtaposes v'samach v'shachat mas smicha b'taharin af shchita b'taharin. That just like smicha has to be done with taharin, shchita also has to be b'taharin. Now, if you hold that take off the smicha shchita is not the oraisa, then you would have smicha b'tamein also, where because you could just do the smicha outside and have a Torah person bring it in and shecht it there, so you would have smicha on tamein also. You wouldn't be able to have a drasha that's only b'tarim. Ela epoch smichas asha mitzora lav da oraisa. So rather, what you should say say is not that smicha, not that takeif l'smicha shchita is not daraisa, and smicha sasha mitzora is daraisa. No, if you want to say that something is not daraisa over here, it's the smicha sasha mitzora that's not daraisa. The requirement for smicha on this particular karban is not daraisa. But whenever you do smicha, takeif l'smicha shchita is in fact a din daraisa. Which begs the question, why is this asham different than all other ashamos? Why would this be worse? So Tosfos over here on the bottom, la'el perkama yalfinan shara shamos midichsiv kechatos uka asham machatos ton smicha af asham ton smicha vimkein kasha afilu asham mitzorinami. Right. Previously we said that we learned other ashamos from the fact that it says kechatos ka asham, and we say that just like a chatos requires smicha, an asham also requires smicha. Why would this asham be any different? So Rashi explains, if you look at Rashi in the bottom, Rashi says, "Kesav sheinu b'chal hashamos sharei eino ba elo lahachshir." That this asham, the asham mitzora, comes lahachshir, not lechaper. So since it has a different function than other ashamos, so therefore, it's not going to be considered a real bona fide carbon asham. Tos says, I don't really like that answer. He says, "Mash pirush b'kuntros to kesav rein b'chal shar hashamos mishum deino ba lahachshir kasha hamrin perakam di yivamos l'kaman breishesu mekoman l'fishiyatsa asham mitzora lidon b'davar achadash b'bo'en yad b'bo'en regel yachlo yeton matan davim ve'emurim l'gabim mizbeach." I might think that the uniqueness of asham mitzora, which requires this avodah of bo'en yad and bo'en regel, of the sprinkling on the thumb and the big toe, etc., would excluded from other halachos of carbon asham as well, of matan dam ve'emurim on the mizbeach. So we say no. Asham is just like every other carbon asham. It's just like every other carbon asham. Don't be put off by the fact that it has its own unique dinim. It's still included in the category of all the other ashamos. So says Tosfos, I don't understand what Rashi's talking about. That this isn't considered a real carbon asham. For every halach, it's considered a real carbon asham. How could Rashi say that it's not considered a real carbon asham? But either way, for whatever reason, the Gemara assumes that it's distinct in that it doesn't require smicha midaraisa. But the din of teikah for the smicha shchita is still absolutely a din daraisa. Rava amar li'inyan malkus itmar. Ravina amar, rather. Ravina amar that which Ulu said before, that about bia b'miktsas, was only in regards to malkus. Says Rashi, kiduka amar loka behedya avalo li'inyan kares. The Tosfei, meaning when he said bia b'miktsas is shma bia, when Ulu said partially coming in is called coming in, he only meant that in regards to getting malkus, not in regards to getting kares. The Tosfos mitzora shara keri, and therefore a lot of these kashas go away because you're asking from mitzora shara keri, which is an issue of kares. The chiyaskash bia l'negiyah l'ashara iskash. When do we say that just like negiyah b'miktsas is called negiyah, bia b'miktsas is called bia? It means in regards to the iskir. K'duchsev lo savo, av la'onesh lo iskash, de'in onesh b'negiyah. But there's no onesh by negiyah, so therefore you can't say that there's an onesh kares by bia b'miktsas. That's Ravina's chiddush. That's how Ravina understands that it's only in regards to malchus. Now the Brisker Rav quotes in the name of Reb Chaim to explain, not like Rashi explains over here, that when he says le'inyan malchus it means different. The Ravina is saying that really Rish Lakish holds bia b'miktsas is not called bia. Aye, but he said before that if you're machnas yado, you're chayiv. So doesn't that indicate that bia b'miktsas is called bia? He says no. The fact that you stick your hands in your chayiv is not because bia b'miktsas. It's because you're machnas dover tame la azara. Bia b'miktsas means you go into the azara. There's another issur of bringing something tame into the azara. When you stick your hand in and you are tame, it's not that you went into the azara and it's bia b'miktsas shma bia. No, bia b'miktsas lo shma bia. You didn't go into the azara. But you put something tamei into the azara, and just like the Rambam paskens that if you machnis kalim tameim into the mikdash, you get malchus. So hu adin, if you machnis your hand when it's tamei in, you get malchus. So the Stipler explains that what Chaim means is even though the Rambam holds that when machnis adam tamei is chayv kares, so over here it's only machnis davar tamei, it's his yadayim, it's not his whole self. So he's not chayv kares because the Rambam is only speaking on machnis adam when you put your whole body in. But when you're machnas part of your body, it's no different than kalim, and therefore it's only going to be b'malkus, it's not going to be b'kares. Okay, so that's a different explanation than the way Rashi understands that no, it's about bia miktsas ishma bia, the way Rashi understands it. It's just that you're only going to get malkus. It's only bia legabe the onesh malkus. You're not going to get kares for it. So Reb Chaim understands much more creatively l'chara that it's not even shma bia. It's that you get malkus because it's a different isser. It's not the isser of bia b'miktsas. It's an isser of bringing a tamei item into the Azara. Kiyasa Ravin Amar Rabbi Avahu, Li'inyan Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh Itmar. Ravin explained in the name of Rabbi Avahu that Reish Lakish doesn't learn Malkus from that pasuk, rather it's from Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh, and it's not talking about the Bias Mikdash at all. The Itmar, Tamei Shenaga, meaning the pasuk doesn't teach us about Bias Mikdash at all. The Itmar, Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh, if a Tamei person touches that which is Kodesh, Reish Lakish Amar Loka. Reish Lakish says you get Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eino Loka. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get Malkus. How does Reish Lakish know you get Malkus? It's from the pasuk that we've been using previously to teach us Bias Mikdash. Reish Lakish Amar Loka, B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Loka, Hu B'Trumah Ksiv. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you're not going to get Malkus, because that pasuk is only in regards to Truma. How does he know it's only in regards to Truma? So says Rashi, Hu B'Trumah Ksiv, Kidemuchach Seifei Tekra. Because if you look at the end of the pasuk, Ad Melos Yimei Tara, She Yariv Shimsha, until the Melos Yimei Tara, until you have Harav Shemesh, She Tevulis Yom Aruch. We're talking about someone who's a Tevul Yom Aruch. What does it mean Tevul Yom Aruch? It means someone who has the status of a Tevul Yom for more than just the rest of the day. Normally, a Tevul Yom goes to the mikvah. Till nightfall, they have a status of a Tevul Yom. But what if you have a woman who had a baby? So she's Tavelas Bishvil Ledasa. And let's say she had a baby boy. So she's Tavelas 7 days after giving birth. The Kol Yimei Torah Shalah Harei Kitvulas Yom. So throughout the entire next 33 days, the Yimei Tohar, she's considered like a Tvul Yom. Ubi Omem Ve'echad Mevi'a Karbana. And on day 41, she's going to bring her Karban. Umi Dixiv Lo Sigad Melos Avon Lishi Malu Yomei Atiga Vafilu Mechaseres Kapara. Once she finishes her 40 days, even if she hasn't yet brought her Karban, she's allowed to touch. What's she allowed to touch? It's not karbanos al karch b'trumaksiv. That must be about truma. Didn't kodesh hashatavi kabarasa, because she's not allowed to deal with kachim until she has her karban brought. V'achim mukminu lahayk rabbi yivamus ba'aral. That's how the Gemara Yivamus understands this pasuk. So now back to us. V'kivin de b'trumaksiv lo yalfinu malkus to kodesh. So since the pasuk is about truma, how can you learn malkus of touching kodesh from a pasuk that's not about touching kodesh? V'afil b'kal v'chomer dein masir min adin. You can't even say, well, if you touch truma, you're chayv malkus and Kalvachomer, when you touch Kodesh, you chayv Malkus, because we don't learn Malkios from a Kalvachomer. You can't learn an Onesh from a Kalvachomer. So Reish Lakish, back in the Gemara, now Reish Lakish, hi Krala, Hachiyudasa, wait a second. Does Reish Lakish really use this pasuk to teach us about Tamei Shenaga Kodesh? Hami Baile Lazhara, Lochel Basar Kodesh. He uses this pasuk already to teach us an Azhara for someone who eats Basar Kodesh. To Itmar, Azhara Lochel Basar Kodesh. How do I know if someone who's Tamei eats Basar Kodesh? Where's the Azhara that someone who's Tamei is not allowed to eat Basar Kodesh? Reish Lakish Amar, Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga. He uses that pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tani Bardla asked you to. Rabbi Yochanan has a different Shita, which we'll say the whole Shita, but the main Kasha is that Reish Lakish already uses this pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tani Bardla asked you to Masu. Just like Bias Migdash, there's an Onesh and an Asara, so too by eating Kodesh, there's an Onesh and an Asara. So Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh, so bottom line is, question mark, we have a question on Reish Lakish. How could Reish Lakish learn Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh from a pasuk that he already uses to teach me a Tamei She'ochel Kodesh? So Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh, Mida Afkarachman Ablasha Negia. Reish Lakish learns the din of Naga B'Kodesh Kodesh from the fact that the Torah uses the term Negiah in this pasuk. So that's where he learns it from, that choice of terminology that he learns the Tamei Shenaga B'Kodesh. Azhara la'ochel mide iskish kodesh l'migdash. The Isra for the ochel, that he learns from the fact that we compare Kodesh to Migdash. Tiny Kavasid Reish Lakish, we have a brayso that supports Reish Lakish that the Azhara for Tamei who's ochel kodesh is derived from this pasuk, because the pasuk says b'chol kodesh lo siga Azhara la'ochel. Atomer Azhara la'ochel. How do I know that it's about an ochel and not just about a nogea? Tamalomar b'kol kodesh lo siga v'la mikdash lo savo. Makish kodesh lo mikdash. We make a comparison between kodesh and mikdash. Ma mikdash davar sheyesh bo netilas neshama. Av kodesh davar sheyesh bo netilas neshama. Just like by mikdash we're talking about something that you chayiv kares for, by kodesh also must be something that you chayiv kares for. So can't be talking about touching. V'ibin nogea netilas neshama mi'ika. Can't be about touching kodesh because there is no chayiv kares for touching. Touching Kodesh. Ela b'achila. Must be talking about Achilas Kodesh. That's the raya that we learn the Asara for Ochel Kodesh from that pasuk.